Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe. Now, do you enjoy tea parties? Have you ever been to a tea party? Well, today we're going to discuss afternoon teas. The title of the lesson is Tea, Anyone? So, what shall we talk about today? How shall we dress at a tea party? We'll talk about the dress code. And of course, there are certain manners for afternoon tea. Whew, this tea looks pretty good. Friends, I think it's time for you to open your magazine and for me to start drinking my tea. We'll see you soon.
Tea, anyone? Afternoon tea used to be a social event for ladies, but both men and women now enjoy it. You can enjoy afternoon tea in many places in England. Hotels in other large cities offer the experience as well. Dress code. For afternoon tea, men can wear nice pants and a collared shirt. For ladies, this is the perfect opportunity to dress up. Manners for afternoon tea. If using milk, some say to add it to the teacup before the tea is poured. Never add lemon when using milk.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 colored 这个形容词。colored 原本是 color, 套上领圈这个动词的过去分词。当它当形容词的时候是指有领子的。例如 Tom wore a stiff colored white shirt and a pair of neatly pressed pants. Tom 穿着一件领口笔挺的白衬衫跟一条烫得很挺的长裤。color, C-O-L-L-A-R, 也可以当名词意思是指领子。例如 The coat with a fake fur collar is very warm. 这件有着人工毛皮领子的大衣非常的暖和。继续我们看 dress up 这个动词片语。dress 是指穿衣服，但是加上了 up, dress up 是指打扮或盛装。例如 All the boys and girls dressed up for the prom. 所有的男孩女孩都为了毕业舞会而盛装打扮。如果要特别说明打扮成某种样子的话，可以用 as 这个介系词。例如 ,for her birthday party, the girl dressed up as Elsa from Frozen. 这个小女孩在自己的生日派对中把自己打扮成冰雪奇缘的 Elsa.
Wait, what is this? Where are Tim and Linda? Rebecca, I thought they would be here by now.
Well, Gabe, no, they're coming later.
Huh?
They're coming later when we talk about...manners.
Oh.
We're not talking about manners yet in our lesson.
Right. So, friends, do stick around for our lesson about manners for afternoon tea, coming up a little later.
Right. But right now, we want to continue talking a little bit about the history of afternoon tea. We read, afternoon tea used to be a social event for ladies. So, Gabe, if it used to be a social event for ladies...Does that mean it's no longer a social event for ladies?
You're exactly right, Rebecca. Mm-hmm. Now nobody enjoys afternoon tea. Ladies don't enjoy it. Now only guys do.
Gabe, you are silly. No, no, no. According to our lesson, both men and women now enjoy it. Not just ladies like in our picture.
Ah, yes. Now everybody enjoys it, both men and women. But of course, maybe the idea that comes to your mind...is some ladies sitting around chatting and sipping their teas. So now everybody enjoys tea. Now you can enjoy afternoon tea in many places in England. And it mentions a couple places here. I mean, I imagine maybe you could just have it in your living room or in your home somewhere, right, Rebecca?
You definitely could. All you need is tea and scones, and I think that you can have afternoon tea. But our lesson does say hotels.In other large cities, offer this experience as well. I think right now it's time for us to talk about the dress code. How do you dress when you go to afternoon tea?
Well, I think I look pretty okay, right, Rebecca? Am I dressed appropriately for afternoon tea?
Let me see. Well, our lesson does say for afternoon tea, men can wear nice pants and a collared shirt. For ladies, this is the perfect opportunity to dress up. Mm-hmm. So that means that I can wear, like, a costume, right?
A costume, Rebecca.
Right. Dress up.
A costume is something you might wear in a show, a play, or a movie, a costume.
Uh-huh.
You know, Rebecca, no, dressing up could mean wearing a costume or something really special like that. But usually dressing up just means wearing nicer clothes. So, Rebecca, you look pretty dressed up right now.
Ah, so this could be appropriate for afternoon tea. So in other words, when you go to afternoon tea, you're not going to want to wear jeans, or for ladies, it might not be good to wear pants, maybe a nice dress.
Yes, Rebecca?
Yes.
Yes, Rebecca, I think there is a phrase for that when you are just wearing shorts or flip-flops or maybe just kind of an old t-shirt.
Gabe.
Yeah?
I know.
What?
You're talking about the phrase to dress down.
Bingo!
Uh-huh.
Yes, and sometimes it's okay to dress down. You just kind of dress more casually. Usually it's not a fancy dinner. If it's a fancy dinner, you need to dress up. If you're just hanging out with your friends, maybe going to a movie, often you can just dress down.
Mm-hmm. That's right, and most of the time, ladies do enjoy any opportunity they have to dress nicely. I know I do.
So if you are going to enjoy some afternoon tea, you like to dress up, or do you just wear your flip-flops and...
Gabe, of course I love to dress up. I like to wear a nice dress, nice shoes, maybe even do something nice with my hair. There's actually a really nice place back in my hometown that serves afternoon tea, and it's a great place to go get some tea and, of course, dress up.
Well, it does sound kind of like a fun experience. I'm glad we're all dressed up and ready for our afternoon tea a little later on. But first, are Steve and Ken waiting in the info cloud for us?
They definitely are. So let's go find them.
Historians agree that tea was first cultivated and harvested in and around China's southwestern region.
So if tea originated in China, why then don't all languages use the same word for tea, the Chinese word cha?
Well, many languages do use words that are obvious descendants of the Chinese word cha. For example, the Russian word is che. The Turkic word for tea is chai, while the Hindi word is jai.
It's believed that these and other Central Asian languages acquired the word cha via ancient overland trade routes like the Silk Road.
Okay then, what about all the other languages that use words that look and sound like the word tea? In Spanish, it's te. In French, it's pronounced tea. In German, too.
Right, that's another word for tea that also has its origins in China, but not from Mandarin. It comes from the Minnan Chinese dialect, a language spoken by millions of people in southeastern China, particularly in Fujian province. In the Minnan dialect, cha is pronounced de.
And it's that pronunciation that 17th century Dutch traders took with them from the port of Xiamen to markets in Western Europe.
茶源自中国，因此茶在世界上许多不同的语言中的名称都听得出是来自中文的茶，像 Russian, 俄文, Turkic。 土耳其文跟Hindi、印地文，茶在这些语言都是发类似的音。这是因为几百年前茶是借由陆地上的路径，像是 The Silk Road 丝路，由中国运送到亚洲不同的国家。那为什么茶在英文叫做 tea 而不是 cha？其实 tea 这个字也源自中文，但它是来自闽南语的 de。 这是因为在17世纪荷兰人是从福建将茶海运到欧洲，福建人讲的是闽南语，因此茶在欧洲许多的语言中就变成类似 de 的发音。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. Okay, so we know that both men and women can dress up in a way when they go to afternoon tea. That's the dress code, but now we're going to start talking about the manners for afternoon tea. If using milk, some say to add it to the teacup before the tea is poured. I don't usually think about that, I guess, Rebecca. I guess if it were me, I would just pour the tea first.
This is very interesting because I typically add the milk after the tea is poured.
Yeah.
So I did not realize that you were supposed to add the milk before the tea is poured. But guess what, Gabe? Now we know.
Well, you know what's really interesting about that? One reason might be because if you pour hot tea directly into a glass, it might make the glass crack or might ruin the glass. And so if you first add the milk, that's a little cooler.It's easier for the glass to handle.
Right. And you're never supposed to add lemon when using milk. Do you know what happens to milk when you add lemon to it?
I know. It curdles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually a word we'd like to teach you, friends. It's not in our lesson, but C-U-R-D-L-E. That's what milk does when you add lemon to it.
Right. The milk curdles, and sometimes there are even lumps in the milk.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to curdle milk, you can add vinegar.Lemon juice, or even lime juice.
All right, but make sure you don't do it for your afternoon tea.
No.
Well, we do have more manners to learn right after this. Well, friends, it is almost time for our afternoon tea. So far, we've learned thatTea, although people enjoy it in England, hotels around the world offer this experience of afternoon tea. We've learned about the dress code and some of the manners, and we have more for you coming up next.
Tea, anyone? Never stick out your pinky while drinking. When drinking,Take small, quiet sips. Never blow on your tea, even if it is too hot. Never leave the spoon in the cup. Place it on the saucer to the side of the cup. Keep your napkin on your lap. When leaving the table, place your napkin on your seat. Keep the teacup on the saucer when you aren't drinking. Enjoy your tea.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 sip 这个动词。sip 是指小口的啜饮。例如 the coffee is very hot, so sip it carefully. 咖啡很烫，要小口小口的喝。注意它的过去式、过去分词还有现在分词都要重复字尾的 p 再加上 ed 或 ing。例如 she slowly sipped her tea while enjoying the view outside the window. 她一边慢慢的喝茶，一边欣赏着窗外的风景。最后我们看的是 saucer 这个名词。Saucer 在这里是指放茶杯的茶盘。Saucer 和 plate, P-L-A-T-E, 不太一样。Plate 的盘底是平的，而 saucer 的盘底有一个浅浅的凹洞可以放茶杯。例如 the waiter took a clean cup and saucer and placed them in front of me. 这位服务生把一套干净的茶杯跟茶盘放在我的前面。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Ah, this tea smells so good.Well, friends, it's time for some afternoon tea, and we've invited our friends to join us again. Tim and Linda, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting us again.
Yeah, so great to be here.
Well, it is time for afternoon tea, and I believe we're especially learning about manners today, so pinkies out to manners!
Oh, Gabe, you never stick your pinky out during tea time.
I never... Oh!I guess I'm not supposed to stick my pinky out. Okay, back inside. Pinky, There we go.
That's right. Well, friends, since we are enjoying a cream tea this afternoon, everyone should have a scone or a piece of quiche. But if you choose a scone, there's a very special way to prepare it. First, you cut your scone in half. Then you put some clotted cream on the scone. And of course, on top of that, you add some jam. Mm. Gabe.
Huh? Oh, cream and jam. I have cream. Good.
Right.
Now for some jam.
And then you get to enjoy. This looks so good. What is that horrible sound, Tim? You're slurping. You never slurp at tea time.
Oh.
You take small, quiet sips.
Speaking of sips, yes, that is one of the words from our lesson. When you take a sip, you're not taking a big drink of something. You're taking something small. So you're sipping the tea. It can be a noun and a verb. You're taking a sip or you are sipping the tea.
Exactly. Whereas when you slurp, like Tim was doing, you make this horrible sound, and it's just not very elegant or pleasant, is it?
Not at all.
What's Gabe doing? Gabe, you're gulping.
Finished. That was great.
Now, this is another word, friends, for you to know, and that is the word gulp. When you gulp, that just means that you're eating or drinking something in large amounts, and it's so rude at tea time.
Well, okay, but these are great words to know, so I was demonstrating what gulping is.
Okay, great.
Actually, the words slurp and gulp, they kind of have a sound that go with them, right? When you're slurping, it's that sound, and gulping, you kind of hear that in the word gulp, right? So these words are very easy to remember. Cheers.
That's right. Well, I'm going to take nice, quiet sips of my tea.
I still have a little bit of tea left here. Good. Excellent.
According to our lesson, Gabe, you never leave your spoon in the cup. Oh. Put it on the saucer to the side of your cup.
That's
okay,
right.
Fine. I'll put it on the saucer here.
Oh, Gabe, do you know the difference between a plate and a saucer?
A plate and a saucer. Is this a joke? I love jokes at tea time.
No, this is not a joke. It's a real question. Tim, do you know the difference between a plate and a saucer?
I know. One begins with S and the other begins with P.
Yes.
Yeah?
Not quite.
Rebecca, what is the difference?
Linda, can you help us out?
Sure.
Okay. Well, a plate and a saucer. Well, here's a saucer. It has a little hole in the middle. And it's for the teacup to sit in, right, Linda?
Exactly.
And what about the plate?
Oh. Well, a plate is what I have my quiche on.
Right, exactly.
So wait a minute.
Yes.
Is a saucer a kind of plate?
I would say a saucer is a type of plate.
But a plate is not necessarily a kind of saucer.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of saucers, I brought a flying saucer.
Gabe.
You know, a Frisbee is also known as a flying saucer because it looks kind of like a plate or a saucer.
Why do you have a Frisbee at the tea table?
Because we're going to play, right, Tim? Are you
hey,
ready?
Fly it to me. Fly
okay,
it
here
to
we
me.
Go.
Boys, you never play Frisbee at tea time.
Oh,
however,
right. That's not in our lesson, but I believe it is a very good rule.
Right, it's a very good rule. However, boys, one thing you're always supposed to do at tea time is have your napkin on your lap.
Have my napkin...
Your napkin should be on your lap.
But I think it looks wonderful right here, crumpled up in front of my teacup. No?
No.
I think you're the only one, Gabe.
Yes.
All right, napkin in front of my... on my lap. Very good.
And... you keep your teacup on your on the saucer.
You did the wrong thing. You put the teacup on the table. You're supposed to put it on the saucer. This guy.
So
you have yours on the table too.
Well, friends, I hope you've learned something about tea time here at Studio Classroom. Well, you know what time it is right now?
What time is it, Rebecca?
It's time for us to review today's lesson.
Yes. Let's do that together. Toss me the Frisbee, the flying saucer.
Oh,
dear, I am just so hungry.
Hungry already? Duchess, it's only 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, let's take time for tea.
Tea? Now?
Yes, and serve it in a fine china cup.
All right, Duchess. Will there be anything else?
Yes. Also bring warm scones served with cream and jam.
Is that all?
No. I also want small sandwiches and delicious cakes.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wait. Why not invite some of the ladies?
The ladies?
Yes, what a sweet way to enjoy the company of others drinking tea.
Yes, that does sound delightful.
Oh, it's also the perfect opportunity to dress up and show your manners.
Manners?
Yes, let's make a list of manners. Put milk in the teacup.
Never add lemon when using milk.
Oh, yes. Oh, and never stick out your pinky while drinking.
Take small, quiet sips, don't forget. And never blow on your tea.
No, never. And never, never, never leave the spoon in the cup. Place it on the saucer.
Wonderful.
Yes. Now we're ready for the very first afternoon tea.
Lovely. Let's schedule a tea time every year.
Every year. No, let's schedule a tea time every afternoon.
What?
Yes.
We're talking about afternoon tea today. A social event for ladies in the past, it now includes both men and women. England has many places that offer afternoon tea, and hotels in many other large cities also offer the traditional experience. When going to afternoon tea, men should wear a collared shirt and nice dress pants, and women should take the opportunity to dress up. And what about tea manners? Well, never add lemon to your milk for tea, and never stick out your pinky when drinking your tea. If your tea is too hot, don't blow on it, and take small sips. And always place your spoon to the side of the cup on the saucer. Keep your napkin on your lap while you are seated, and keep your teacup on the saucer when you aren't drinking. Tea, anyone?
Rebecca, you're not finished with your scone?
I like to enjoy my scone.
Right. Well, friends, thank you for joining us for today's wonderful tea time, and we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.